You've landed at the 13 Moons Women's Temple podcast with your hosts, Sam and Leela.
Hi there. It's Monday afternoon, day of the moon. We're going to do our Moon Diaries report, which wonderfully has become a weekly event back on our calendar, which is really nice. There's some really cool stuff this week, and we wanted to do the Moon Diaries this afternoon before we go into our moon circle this evening, just to kind of be able to have this in-depth conversation, and so we don't take up all that wonderful time in the moon circle, and we can go straight into the meditations this evening. Here's Sam. Hey.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Oh, you've got that awesome hoodie. I love them.
I just got the hoodie on. I've got the whole tracksuit.
Oh, the whole thing.
Yeah.
I'm like, so trendy.
Yeah, so trendy. I feel like it's kind of like it's a green witchy vibe.
Yeah, it is. It's that real evergreen.
Yeah. Exactly, that's what I was like. I was like, nope, I'm gonna keep it on. It's too cold.
Right, yeah. It's just got cold, which is really nice. It's nice to be able to have that experience.
Okay, let's do it. What would be good to do? Let's just do a couple of moments of some breath so we can just center ourselves. And it's funny, I feel like I need to energize, but everyone might need to calm down. I don't know.
We can do that. I could do with some energy.
Okay. All right. Well, let's do that so we can talk, and then let's finish and let's just center ourselves. So let's block our left nostril and let's do some. If you're like stuffy with colds, then just imagine you're breathing through the right nostril. And then let's inhale 4 equal breaths up through the right nostril. And then exhale 1 long breath out. In your head, you're going sa, sa, na, ma. And then exhale out for about a minute. Two more rounds. So just exhaling and then inhale deeply, both nostrils. Just suspend the breath, lengthen through the spine. And exhale. There was 11 repetitions of that. I started to get hot.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's good. Oh, sorry, Myrtle. I can't mute like you can mute.
Oh, that's okay. That's all right. I just had Ali just walking all over the roof above me.
I've got a mute option. I think it's because you're in charge, but I can't mute. So there's no, like, it doesn't give me that option.
She has a sweet little bark.
Is it?
Please.
So let's head right into it because there's a bit to say, and I'm just going to message Casper. So there's so much that I think we should just go for it.
Okay, so the landscape of this week is very synchronistic and awesome. It's one of those, this is one of those weeks where you just don't take this time for granted. We had the new moon on Sunday evening, so last night, and that new moon occurred sidereally right at the tip of the Taurus horn. So it was still in the sign of Taurus. Today, the moon has shifted and is in the sign of Gemini. And the sun is just in that void of course between Taurus and Gemini. And it will be shifting into Gemini, if not already. So that's the new moon. So we're at the beginning of a moon cycle. And then Wednesday night at just past midnight is the equinox, so the winter equinox, and then also occurring on Wednesday is Wednesday evening at sunset is the Venus gateway activation at the crown chakra. And I just think that that is so powerful that we're in the southern hemisphere in the winter equinox. It's the end, it's the death, it's the transmutation, and then we have this activation at the crown chakra, which is the gateway for the soul. So in a nutshell, that's the energies that we're working with. And we, we have a lot going on this week in the 13 moons realms, where we've got occasions that you can sit with us on any one of these events or all of them if you wanted to. But fundamentally, it's really a time for you to be with yourself in the contemplation of all that it is that you are bringing an end to. Partially, this is what it is that you're bringing an end to in the end of this. So the winter solstice is the point where we're coming to the end of the solar year. Well, it's not the end, it's halfway, but it's the longest night. And so in the night is the point where we surrender to sleep, where we surrender to that death, to that transition point where we release what it is that perhaps you may have set intention to on the spring equinox that you were working towards over the summer solstice, but that just not has transpired for you. And this is the point where we want to get really honest with ourselves on what it is that we have been going for, trying, and it hasn't transpired. And perhaps it's a time where we need to be really honest with ourselves and say, this is something that I've been wanting, but perhaps it is just not right for me right now, and can I let that go? And these are big, this can be a belief, it can be something that you have wanted your whole life, it can be something that you perhaps believed would occur for you in your lifetime, and maybe this is a point where you realize it is just not actually, that's just not my story. It's just not my narrative now. It's not actually going to take place. And can I let that go? And what does that mean for my identity, for who I am? And can you be the architect of the rebirth for what will come when you can release that is ready to be released from the psyche? So in a nutshell, there we are.
Yeah. And there's so many other sort of synchronicities. So when we talk about, I mean, it's interesting, someone was asking me today, like why we're doing the equinox on Wednesday and not on Thursday. And I think it's the equinox tends to run over 3 days. So there's a 3 day window of the equinox. It's 20th, 21st, 22nd. And it will shift around according to those days. And so because it's just after midnight, we have chosen to do it on the Wednesday, and that then also we're celebrating it that evening because we also have the Venus gateway. Now, so really it wouldn't matter here if you wanted to celebrate on Thursday or on the Wednesday, but actually we're really using from Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday are all that period of the solstice and the energy of the equinox. So we'll be in that energy over that whole period of time. So really that is the most important, these 3 days are the most important days to just spend some time in deep reflection and in contemplation. Now, what's really interesting, this I find really cool, is that the new moon that we just had was at the point of what we call the Silver Gate. And so this procession that goes through, basically the Silver Gate is the point, the sort of going down into the underworld. It is actually the reincarnation point. And then in 2 weeks' time on the full moon will be placed at the Golden Gate. And that is the point of rebirth. It's the point of, and those 2 points, what's interesting about that, so the point of the Silver Gate, this point is actually the galactic anti-center, which is a really cool statement. I like that because it sounds really like it's rebelling. And so it sounds like a rebel, doesn't it? The galactic center. I'm anti everything galactic center. So it just means it's directly opposite. And that's why the full moon is going to actually be at the galactic center in a couple of weeks' time. But what that means is that it's a bit like when we go through, it's not a bit like, it's exactly like when we go through a eclipse portal. So when we have the eclipse portal, we, you know how we always talk about there's the dragon's head and the dragon's tail. Well, it's exactly the same, but it's just in this format. And what's more interesting is that here we are. So for me, what that has, when I've been contemplating it, and, you know, Leela was saying that the new moon was really at the point of Taurus, between Taurus and Gemini. So it was closer to Taurus, but it was also in this other constellation called Aurelia, which no one talks about, interestingly, but is part of Orion's belt. And that's why when we look at it if you were to look at it on a constellation guide, you would see the accumulation of Orion's belt. And this point that we're talking about is basically where Orion's got his arm up, and it's right there at the top of his arm. And that is the galactic anti-center, which is, so basically it's kind of like that's there. And then the Taurus constellation is there. So it's just one of those lovely things to look at if you have an opportunity to just go through and have a look at those things. But for me, what that means is that it's, because I think we can like to, well, some people might be going, oh yay, winter solstice. So it's about to shift. Everything's about to shift. It's not. It's about to go deeper. And we know that because here in Australia, I can only speak currently for Australia, in England they're having a heat wave. So they are really doing summer solstice, which is rare for England, but they're actually doing that. Whereas here in Australia, what tends to happen is we get to this point and we just go colder. So it's not like we get to this point and suddenly it's like, oh, you don't have snowdrops here, but we don't suddenly have, you know, the little buds of spring coming and everything starts to shift. It's actually that we go a bit deeper before we come into the spring equinox. So we're going into the deepening. And I think we're going to have quite a big deepening between now and the full moon. And so I think this will be an activation point where potentially there might be a few things become very clear about what it is that you want to make changes to in your life, and you want to make real, maybe actually life-changing shifts and that's going to become present. But you're going to be like, well, how would I do that? This might download into you in the next couple of days, but you'll be, I can't possibly do that. That doesn't even seem remotely possible. But it might seem that you get the answers by the time that we get. It's kind of like, think about it in terms of the seeding of the ideas are going to come with this new moon solstice. And so it's that glimmer of hope, yeah, the glimmer of the return of the light that starts to show us, oh, that's the way I should go. That's the path I should take. But that is never, you know, it's never the moment where everything is over. As we all know, once you know what you've got to do, you actually have to do some work to make it happen. So I feel like we're in a real, another portal. And the other thing I just want to say, and I'd like you to talk about this, because I am struggling to be able to explain this in sort of terms that a child would understand, which would suit me, to be honest. But the Schumann resonance has hit this all-time high. So it's, you know, people are saying it's at 190, which means that in relation to the fact that we are also still getting a lot of solar flares, we had an M-class solar flare about an hour ago, and the last 30 hours the Schumann resonance was peaking at hasn't held at 30. And if you look on the internet, maybe we can link this as well, you can see that it looks like a DNA code that has been activated. It's like we're having a new DNA coding. I don't know if you go in for this stuff, but the point is, I would like to understand it a bit more, and Wikipedia is confusing. So I will ask Leela, my oracle, for making things easy for me to understand.
Well, I don't actually understand the Schumann resonance fully, but I will before the moon circle tonight, because I will talk about this on the moon circle tonight, because I think what is super, super interesting about this in relation to the Venus gateway on the crown chakra is this is the time where you can really start to listen for the voice of your soul. And what happens in when the ancients would have initiation rites and initiation journeys, it's where they would go through a journey of a descending into the underworld, which meant that the consciousness, your consciousness or your soul, would leave your physical form, and you would descend into the underworld, and the only way out was to go through. So it's not like you got there and you wanted to go. It's like, no, this is too hard, I can't do this. It's like, no, you were there until you shed everything that meant that your soul was able to come back to its physical form, reborn. So the ego would fall off you in bits and pieces, like your whole identity would literally decay. And there's a point of total and complete surrender that has to take place. And this is an initiation rite. And that's what rebirthing is, before you are actually able to reincarnate, and you would reincarnate back into your body, back into your lifetime. Like, it would take a day, a couple of weeks, depending on how long the journey was for you to surrender. But that is the journey of the soul. And we take these, we have these little initiation points all throughout our life. And it's either facilitated or you just go on that through your own self-contemplation, your own realization that a part of me is ready to die. And then you're reborn with the very next breath or moment or what have you. And in relation to DNA, and that journey then creates a new imprinting in your DNA. And this is how, as a species, we evolve, because then the DNA is then passed on down through your lineage. And also the coding of the DNA is recorded in the soul and in the subtle body, and then taken to the Akashic record. And so even if you don't have children and you're not passing on your genetic coding in the human-to-human transfer, it can transpire when you reincarnate in another lifetime and you bring back that coding with you. And I think that this is really, really interesting in relation to the resonance that's taking place with the Schumann resonance, that potentially we are having the energy is there for that to take place, because it takes a lot of energy to change at a cellular level. And this is why when people are having those DNA changes and activations, we get the flu. You get like this flu. It's because it's the ascension flu. Yeah.
And it's interesting because it's kind of basically the way I understand it currently is that this is like light codes, which is based on the solar flares and the solar winds. And as we receive them, it is an actual opportunity for, so if we, say as humans, are only using, like, I don't know, let's just say we're using 10% of our full potential, let's just say, this type of energy that we're receiving right now, if we are conscious of that, if we're taking time to really be conscious, be centered, be grounded, be outside, open to the shifts of the energy, then there is an opportunity to really experience an upgrade of the percentage of your capacity that you are using. And what's interesting in relation to the Venus gateway is so when we are having this Venus gateway, there's actually an activation. And I can't remember what it is, but I'm pretty sure that, let me just remember. There is an alignment that occurs. We'll look into this. There's an alignment that's occurring with Venus, and Venus is going to be activated at this gateway, which is really almost like a Kundalini awakening. So the Venus star is, we go into this Venus gateway, is actually in alignment. And I'm trying to think, maybe it's in having a conjunction with the sun or something. And I'll just have to look into it, but sorry. It's almost, when I was listening, I was thinking, well, this sounds a lot like a Kundalini awakening, because the crown is being activated. And obviously, if you understand the chakras, it's not like just one chakra can be activated. Really, you can only experience the full power of the crown chakra if all chakras are activated. That's why we go through the Venus gate journey. We don't just skip it and go, we'll just wait for the crown. We actually go through all of the chakras so that everything is ready, is prepared, and we're actually able to experience that. So there are so many synchronicities, much similar to the card that I pulled this morning, around this new moon and this winter solstice, that you can't really get away from it. And the other thing I just wanted to say, listening to you talking about that then, is it kind of relates really nicely to one of our students was asking a question about, the subconscious mind and the conscious mind. And ultimately, this is exactly what we're dealing with. So if you think about it, your conscious mind is just made up of beliefs and patterns and things that have happened to you. It's kind of where you store everything. And then the subconscious mind is the stuff that's, I want to say underneath, but there's nothing underneath, and there's nothing, you know, it's a bit like when Leela was saying, you know, we go into the underworld. The underworld is look within. It's like we go within even more. And so we go to places within ourselves. That's why it's so hard sometimes to close our eyes and withdraw the senses. That's why in yoga, sometimes we have these postures that help us to withdraw the senses. And a lot of us can be like, oh, that's scary to go there. But that's the point. So we go in, and it's in there that we start to have the realization that what has been occurring, say above or outside or in this world that I'm existing in, is actually the imprint that is what my subconscious mind is responding to. And so that subconscious mind, when we talk about, you know, even when we're talking about DNA and receiving upgrades, it's almost like this is an opportunity to really clear and really cleanse the conscious mind of beliefs, of habits, of triggers, of all those things that are actually perpetually leading your subconscious mind to take you on a distinct journey. So we could say that the subconscious mind is a bit like us sleepwalking awake. It is, we're doing stuff without even being aware. The subconscious mind is doing what the conscious mind wants, but the conscious mind is programmed by our previous triggers. This could sound confusing, and I'm hoping you're following me. But the previous triggers that we've got, they're just there. They're, we are so used to them. They're so part of us that, you know, we it takes a lot to wake up to them. But this is a wake-up moment. This is the moment where you can really just get quiet enough to say, yeah, am I still behaving like a five-year-old a lot? And I don't mean that in a funny way. I mean, seriously, is there something that happened when you were five or seven or nine or 13? Is there a point in your life where something occurred and it is still actually guiding your path and your life? And it's not your fault. It's what we do, because we actually are very rarely taken to a place where we can clear that level of belief system. And one of the things about it, and it's a bit like I was just saying, is to clear that is actually quite scary, because you have to shift a lot in your life. So, you know, when the student was asking, how do I stop the subconscious mind? How do I meditate more on the subconscious mind? You know, in truth, we have to become very clear of the conscious mind. So in the teachings, we say that you have to clear the subconscious mind out, like throwing the garbage out. It's a bit like doing the junk drawer. But the point is, you actually have to start by going through the stuff on the surface level. Yeah, we don't, when we do the junk drawer, it's the bits in the junk drawer that you don't know what they are. You know, it's the key that you go, shall I just hold on to this? I feel like I should. And you ask your husband, darling, shall I just hold on to this? And they say, yes, let's hold on to this. That's the subconscious mind. It's the same, you know, the lead that you have no idea. You're like, darling, I think this is to a charger for something. Shall we hold on to it? Neither of you know what it's for. That on the surface, it's easy. It's like, oh, I'll get rid of that piece of rubbish, that piece of rubbish. You're not even thinking about it. You're just clearing it. You just go, yes, yes, yes. It's those things. It's the things that you go, oh, I feel quite attached to them. And how hard is that? How many? I have so many of those silly things in my junk drawer upstairs. I just don't even know what they're for. They're just there in case. It's that.
Yeah.
There is my subconscious mind, analogy for today.
That's awesome. It's really awesome. I could talk a lot more about this, but I know that we're both, we're on domestic duties this afternoon. So, but I think that's a really great... Yeah, it's just really, really important to be aware, and like you're saying, to be able to start to be aware of how your subconscious mind is just churning the stuff out. You have to be quiet, but you have to be quiet in your whole day. Can you be quiet when someone is talking to you? Can you be quiet when you're standing in the shops? Can you be quiet rather than if you're out and about and you're bored and you're scrolling through your phone? You're not being quiet, you're being preoccupied. Can you listen and pay attention to yourself when someone is challenging you? These are the moments, like in our everyday interaction, in meditation as well, but in your everyday interaction, this is the point where you put your meditation to work. It's where, can I witness myself in these situations? And then you'll really start to be able to see the patterns of what the neuroses of the subconscious mind is.
Yeah. I just want to say, because I think it's important and I don't like not sharing the details properly. But so there is it's Venus, Mars, and the moon are all in a sort of activation point. So we'll see them all very close together. That's what's occurring. And so it's that, Venus, Mars, and the moon. And so, and Saturn is there, and Saturn is going retrograde. And so, with Saturn going retrograde, it's about really asking ourselves, am I working the way I want to work? It's very interesting. Am I actually working in the way that serves me, serves my household, serves humanity? Am I working too much? Am I working not enough? Those types of things. And then we've got this Venus, which is the activation of the crown chakra, and we've got it there in alignment with the moon. And so at this point, we can really sort of, the moon is that side of us, the shadow side of us. How does that play out? What is it that needs to shift for us? And that's why the Mars energy is so important, because it could be that it actually feels quite confronting to face some of these facts. But once we do, that's how we get this real Kundalini activation of the crown chakra. It's a great week to be looking up at the sky.
And before we close, I want to really say this, if you're not doing this already, on your phone, on the weather app, if you have an iPhone, just the standard weather app that comes with the iPhone is brilliant, but you can go to the Bureau of Meteorology app as well and pay attention to the time of the sunrise and the sunset. And look at the time of the sunrise and the sunset last week, and look at the time today and tomorrow and Wednesday and then Thursday and then Friday, and start to actually be able to. I mean, you can, it's so you can see it, but you can't see the subtlety of the minutes. It's changing so subtly by the minute. So the sun is setting at 4:59 today. And it will set at 4:59 tomorrow, and the sunrise this morning was 6:34 or something. Like we can to be able to actually see the measure of time like this over this subtle, in this subtle way by the minutes, just helps to actually, I don't know, put just a dose of reality to the metaphors. Like the metaphorical way that we can work spiritually with this is one thing, but then if you're an analytical person, which I am, it has really kind of helped me to be able to go, wow, I can. The sun is setting within the 4 p.m. realms. That to me as an Australian is bizarre because I'm so used to it, setting later. And it's just like, yeah, this is where we are going into the darkest, the longest night.
And I think if you, yeah, exactly. It's very much that, yeah, like, and sit in it. The next few days, it's very powerful to actually just sit in that, to sit now and experience that sensation of the sun going down, and to be up early enough to feel the shift, because it's quite quick in the morning. It's sort of like it's there. You don't feel it, and then suddenly you can start to feel that sense of the light. The moment from dark to light is subtly quick, and it is a really beautiful time of the year to observe it. So, yeah, it's a good thing. So yes, look at your phone, but go outside.
Yes.
It's the best thing as well for our circadian rhythm. It's totally the best thing for you to do is go for a walk around the point where the sun is setting, and if you can, go outside and look as the sun rises. And it might feel too early for you, but we're fortunate in here in Australia. It's not actually that early. Yeah, it's now in the winter. It's actually not early at all. So it's good to be able to do that. Yeah, really good. Brilliant. Well, if you have the capacity to join us this evening, there's still time, and there'll be a recording for that. There is an opportunity to join us online for the solstice on Wednesday evening to celebrate with us and to do some beautiful rituals, just really awakening you to yourself and what it is that you can do as a woman in your home to bring about the energy of the seasons to support your family and yourselves as you go through these shifts, to bring you back into more harmony. The more harmony we are in with nature, the more harmony we are in with ourselves. And actually, aside from everything that we've said, you don't really need to know about Schumann resonances or the conscious mind or the unconscious mind or the subconscious mind or any of where Venus is. It's really about how do we get back in connection to nature? How do we slow down? How do we reconnect? Just like Leela was saying, how do we just every day listen and look at what's occurring in our gardens? And from there, that's mainly the work that will support us at this time. Get off your phone and outside. So stop watching Facebook.
And you can also join us. The Venus Gateway session will be live at 2 p.m. on Wednesday afternoon. So if you're wanting to do that, you can sit with us live when we present that session. But and then that recording goes up within 24 hours. So everything that we're doing, you can join us for to do them later if you need to. Because, yeah, this is a season. It's not just here and gone. And yeah, it's a really profound opportunity to really work with yourself in community.
It's also like we were saying on the last Moon Diary last week, it is very important just to recognize all that we're saying as well. Even if you want to come back to the simplistics of what we normally talk about, this is a new moon activation point, and it's a process from here to the full moon. All the stuff that's happening in between is just a synchronicity. But actually, it's still the same. We're seeding something and we're going to move that through to that full moon point. And so in that, we're still going through that from the new moon. We've been in the dark of the moon. We're now in the light of the new moon. And we're starting to move, seeding possibility of newness all the way round to that full moon, where hopefully we actually experience a fruition of something that is going to occur for us in the future.
Yeah, amazing. All right. Thank you for being here with us. And we'll see some of you this evening. We'll see some of you on Wednesday. Yeah. So much love.
Oh, breathe through your left nostril for a second.
Oh.
let's take some deep breaths. Left nostril. Should do that. One more deep breath. Inhale deeply. And exhale. It is true though. Super fast into that. It really worked, the right nostril.
Yeah, it's brilliant. It's a really neat little thing to do. Okay. Good. Okay, we'll see you later.
Good night.
Bye.
Thank you for taking the time to be with us on this podcast episode. These are sound bites and conversations about things we think are important to support the collective ascension towards more love, acceptance, hope, and harmony on the planet Earth. Together, we can continue to support each other through conversations that need to be held. If you've enjoyed this episode, please do share it with your people. We would love it if you subscribe to our channel and even rate the podcast if you feel called to. You can also find us and follow us on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Spotify just by searching the 13 Moons Women's Temple.